Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Upgrade to Michelin wiper blades at Walmart. Weather's getting cruddy. We're going into the spring. It's going to get wet and windy. Go to Walmart. Michelin wiper blades. Hug the windshield like their tires do the road. Mike Silver's been covering the NFL for a long time. 28 of the 56 Super Bowls he's been at. So let's start with this. Is Aaron Rodgers torn? What do you make of that word? Words matter. He's torn. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, I don't know. I do know that the timing has been pretty awkward, that, you know, he was at his teammate David Bakhtiari's wedding on Saturday. Matt LaFleur was there. Obviously, plenty of Packer people were there. So if you were going to break up with them, it would be weird to do it right before that or during. But the Packers kind of need to know by tomorrow whether they're tagging Davante Adams, which is at least related to what's going on at the quarterback position and with Aaron. So, you know, I don't know if he's decided and is just waiting to tell them and us, or if he really is torn, but, you know, it's obviously a big, big decision. Then again, a year ago, he apparently wanted out, and that was not a case of him being torn.
Yeah. For the record, I keep hearing that Green Bay wants a decision by blankety-blank day. He could drag this out as long as he wants, right? Like, what day makes sense for them to know, in your opinion?
I think tomorrow, because, you know, what you're doing with Davante Adams is at least related. Now, they could tag him either way. They probably should tag him either way, but they have a tricky cap, and you know, they have to make it work in two scenarios. If Aaron is coming back, I can't imagine that he is, you know, going to be feeling great about his most important teammate being gone.
Sure.
Davante Adams. And it also affects Davante Adams' mindset, too. So if you're going to trade him and get a bunch of picks and move into the next era, maybe you try to clean up your cap too and get by without Davante Adams. But you're right. He doesn't have to tell them what are they going to do. Just, you know, to say, okay, you haven't told us, we're trading you. That doesn't really help them either.
So you've been up front and center on the Kyler Murray situation. I texted a little bit with his agent this weekend. What is the latest? I mean, I go back to this. Arizona, I do think Kyler's a different cat in that I do think a holdout, I never thought a holdout was possible with Dak Prescott. Never even considered it. Kyler's different. I could see him holding out. It's a different personality, the baseball thing. Like, where are we at on that?
You know, it's a great question. You know, I wrote about it last week. As of that point, the Cardinals had not gotten any overtures about possibly trading him. I don't think they would be receptive to them at this point, but I was surprised nobody had called. But, you know, I will say this. You know, I haven't been a huge fan of that agent, but on one level, it's one of the great ninja mind trick agent moves of all time in that owner Michael Bidwell seemingly responded to the agent's wordy statement on Kyler Murray's behalf by saying, oh yeah, I'm extending my GM Steve Keim and my coach Cliff Kingsbury. I'll show you what's what. Well, the agent also represents Cliff Kingsbury. So, you know, you got to give respect if that was in any way the thought process. And you know, look, it's good for Keim. It's good for Kingsbury. The Cardinals don't have another great alternative, but you're right. He is different and he does have baseball. I think we need to keep an eye on this. He's upset, clearly. And I think they are not thrilled with how the end of the season played out.
Pete Carroll being 70 doesn't want to rebuild. And I also think his legacy pre-Russell Wilson was a coach that got fired twice. And that, you know, winning with Russell's good for Pete Carroll's business, especially a 70-year-old Pete Carroll. So I can't imagine, as a story broke this weekend, that Washington, a franchise you know well, made a big run, a big offer, the biggest offer for Russell. Is there any scenario, in your opinion, Mike, that Russell could be moved? Is there a, wow, that's a whole different ballgame discussion?
Yes. Here's what I know. First of all, when general manager John Schneider gets overtures like that from people like the Commanders, he's like this, you know, did not hear it, because he doesn't want, he does not want to be perceived as someone who is trying to move Russell Wilson, because I don't believe he is. The owner, Jody Allen, does not want to trade him at this point. She wants him there. And I agree with you about Pete Carroll. The question is, where is Russell Wilson on this? Because a year ago, there was kind of this weird, you know, well, he doesn't want to be traded, but there's these four teams. And obviously, there was a little bit of smoke there. And it ended up that he came back and he compartmentalized and it was good. I don't know that Russell Wilson would ever do what Aaron Rodgers did last year, which is essentially ask for a trade and let it be known that he's trying to get out. This seems to be much more nuanced. And I think absent that, it's much, much more likely that they will try to retain him. But if the owner came off of that a little bit and said, well, let's listen to what's out there, I think John Schneider is wired to at least listen. And then, yes, teams like the Commanders, who are desperate, and there may not be as much quarterback movement out there as we, you know, foresaw a couple months ago, then you're going to get some pretty big offers.
Finally, you know, if all these teams were stocks, there's an argument to be made the Raiders are a buy, because the fact that they made the playoffs in today a stronger conference, the AFC, than the NFC, and, you know, now we appear to have an offensive-leaning coach, that we know, a front office that will have less chaos because the GM and the coach are coming in package deal. Neither has massive power. It's not like the Gruden effect. You just wrote an article for Bally Sports on that. Are the Raiders a little bit, and this has rarely been the case in 20 years, are they actually an under-the-radar buy as a team?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could make that case. You could also make the case that, you know, they kind of snuck into the playoffs and, you know, then they blew it up again. But, you know, listen, I've come a long way on Josh McDaniels, who I really pummeled when he was the young Broncos coach. But, you know, what he's done before and since then as a strategist is undeniable. He has made Mac Jones look really good. He made Jimmy Garoppolo look great. Obviously, the Tom Brady stuff. And so, and I just know that he, you know, is approaching this very mindfully and much differently than he did the previous time when he seemed to be, you know, trying to show people he was young Belichick. You know, he's trying very, very hard on the relationship side. You mentioned his alignment with general manager Dave Ziegler, who's an old friend. And I think they are trying really hard with Derek Carr because he has 1 year left. There have been rumblings in the past that maybe owner Mark Davis would like a different quarterback. So far, so great with McDaniels and Ziegler and Carr. And, you know, Derek Carr's done some pretty good things in this league. If you can coach him up and surround him with, you know, a few more pieces, yeah, he's in a division with Mahomes and Herbert, and we'll see who else with Denver. But I think you could make a case that McDaniels the second time around could be pretty good. And I'm not counting the 9 hours when he was believed to be the Colts coach a few years back.
By the way, let's circle back. I don't know if I asked you. I'm going with Aaron staying in Green Bay. Have you made a call on that? Your prediction?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking a few days ago. But I will say this: you know, these people who are so certain that it's going to be this or going to be that, Matt LaFleur literally, as of a few days ago, did not know. Matt LaFleur having this discussion, obviously, it's a very sensitive issue for him. But if you, Matt LaFleur, and I were having beers, it's not like he'd be sitting there with a knowing grin or a knowing frown. And so I just think it's hard. We are just predicting. And obviously, if I had a sense or news, I would tell you. You know, I do think it's possible that Aaron is torn. It's possible that the timing of the aforementioned Bakhtiari wedding played into when he is telling people. But, you know, it did go pretty well there for him in Green Bay. I think he sincerely feels much, much better about the things that upset him a year ago. And it does make a lot of sense that he would stay.
Good stuff. Mike Silver, NFL reporter. He's got Pass It Down podcast with his daughter, Natalie Silver. Good seeing you, my man.
Thanks a lot. I'll see you soon.
All right. I like that whole thing about if he was going to leave, you wouldn't want to leave before you had the wedding. But, you know, it's funny how we interpreted the Instagram. I interpreted the Instagram as purposefully ambiguous just to make us talk. You and others viewed it. A lot of people viewed it as a goodbye. Mm-hmm. I did not. I viewed it as ambiguous to manipulate us. He spent a lot of time on that thing, so we would come out of it going, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're all on the strings.
We're all right now. Marionette,
Yeah. That's something.
That's something.
Nothing is everything. Everything is something.
Yeah.
If you were going to leave, you'd probably want to wait until after the wedding.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be a buzzkill for David Bakhtiari's wedding.
Yeah. Beautiful wedding, by the way.
Was it beautiful?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. Where was it held?
On Instagram. I don't know where they had it, but this looked really nice.
Oh, Santa Barbara? Oh, it's beautiful up there.
Love Santa Barbara.
That's where Oprah lives. That is
Montecito.
Yeah, it's very nice. I've heard a lot of big stuff going on up there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Fun weekend in the NBA.
Oh, it was great. Now, this is the time. Like, you know, it's funny. That Saturday night game, it just felt big.
It did.
By the way, it felt like LeBron knew this is a big television game. Matt Stafford sitting in the front row. I'm going to perform.
Yes. It was a very, but it was also important. They needed that game.
Oh, because they're going on the road now. 10 of 13, seven playoff teams.
And just the way they were trending and all the drama.
I think they play the Spurs tonight. Spurs tonight. So yeah, I'll go. LeBron goes off again. They got to win the games they got to win. Like tonight, you got to win tonight.
Absolutely.
Because you also have to go to Phoenix here in a couple of weeks. You're not going to win that game.
Yeah.
I think they have six or seven playoff teams on this road swing.
It was a big night.
Oh, they go to Utah. Probably not going to win that game.
Well, Kyrie Irving returned to Boston this weekend.
Yeah,
met with boos.
Yeah. Boos. Boos.
And that was every time he was introduced. He had the ball. After the game, he spoke about the experience.
No, I think it's going to be like that. Well, I know it's going to be like that for the rest of my career coming in here. So, you know, it's like the scoring girlfriend, you know, just wants an explanation on why I left, but still hoping for, you know, a text back. And I'm just like, yeah, it's fun while it lasted.
Oh,
wow, that's harsh.
It is harsh. Waiting for, you can give her an explanation? Doesn't deserve an explanation. Look, I mean, this is what it is between the Celtics and Kyrie. We know this. This is what Boston is. This is what you're going to deal with. He did say he wanted to come back, and then he signed with the Nets. Like, it's okay to have some rivalries in professional sports. Fans pay a lot of money.
They love
their team. Things did not go well in Boston with Kyrie there. So this is to be expected.
By the way, this is not bad for sports. It's okay to have a couple villains. Kyrie in Boston is a villain. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think he has a problem being a villain there.
Yeah.
I don't think Kyrie has a problem really being a villain at all.
How is LeBron treated when he plays in Miami?
He's treated nicely. But look, we went to four straight finals and won two championships. Obviously, Heat fans were upset when he left.
Sure.
But we're over it.
Yeah.
And we went back to another finals, and we still got Pat Riley, and we're the number one seed in the East.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a lot easier when you're still fancy. when you're down in the pits. And look, there were some down years, but that's the deal you make when you bring LeBron in, and they're fine. Which is what Heat fans knew what happened because they're a well-run organization with good ownership and a good front office and a great coach and a great culture.
I would argue
the
two best cultures in the NBA now are, it was for years it was San Antonio. The two best cultures are Golden State and Miami.
Yes.
In terms of like ownership, GM, coach, you know, facilities, commitment, Miami is always Spoelstra. Because Spoelstra, D. Wade owns the city and LeBron, Spoelstra gets no credit. Steve Kerr gets a way more credit in Golden State. Spoelstra's, there's a lot of people in the league that think Spoelstra's the best coach.
I think if Spoelstra won another championship, that narrative would immediately turn around.
But coaches look at Spoelstra as a great coach.
Yeah, I mean, NBA people know how good Spoelstra is.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs have announced that they are using the franchise tag on left tackle Orlando Brown. But one key player on their defense is set to hit the open market. Tyrann Mathieu is not expected to sign a new deal ahead of the new league year. The Chiefs and Mathieu have expressed interest in continuing the relationship, but no deal has come together yet. He spent the last three seasons in KC, 213 tackles, 13 interceptions, 3 sacks, and 4 fumble recoveries.
He is the anti-combine player, proving, and I don't know what his combine stuff was, he's not fast enough to be a great corner. Many people wouldn't see him as a great safety. That dude is a top 10 football player in the world.
Yes, he is a football player. Mark Schlereth talks about this all the time. There's like weight room guys and tape guys.
Most instinctive defensive player on any given Sunday in the league. He is a great football player.
He is an incredibly valuable player. I'm sure the Chiefs would like to keep him, but there's also probably some other teams that would like to pay him. So we'll see how this deal ends up turning out. But these are the kind of moves that, in my opinion, put you in different spaces as far as championship contention goes.
Yes.
Like when we talk about different teams from year to year, you lose certain key players because of, you know, free agency and money and trying to fit everything. And, you know, guys maybe have different motivations. That really changes how things can play out. So, I mean, he's an incredible player.
Oh, he is. I remember when he played at LSU, I talked to an executive in the league before he got drafted. And I had my reservations. I said, you know, I'm like, what is he? And the executive said, around the football on every play. He goes, that's what he is. He can be physical. He can cover. He goes, if you go look at the LSU tape, if the ball's on the ground, he's the closest to it. Regardless of a receiver, a tight end, a back fumbles. He's like, what he is always around the play. And there's guys that have no idea about football and are talented and are running in the wrong direction. That dude is always in the right spot.
He's a game disruptor.
Completely. It'd be hard for me to let him go. There's not a lot of him on the market. There's no him on the market.
He ran a 4.5 40-yard dash in the combine.
It was okay.
Yeah. So the Seahawks have gone from the Legion of Boom to one of the bottom defenses in the league, and Pete Carroll knows they have to rethink their approach if they need to make changes to improve. He said, we've been a little bit arrogant over the years, the way we play defense, because we've been able to do it. We were killing it for years, so we just stayed with it. But I just think, as I've been packing away at it for really like 4 years now, with stuff we've done subtly and made a bigger shift last year than we had to continue to just adjust, we needed to make a legitimate shift.
I totally agree with that.
They were 28th in scoring defense, 31st in pass defense, 25th in takeaways, tied for 22nd in sacks, and 27th in completion percentage allowed.
You put something on the screen last week that I didn't know it was going to be on the air, so you put it out there, and it was Russell Wilson's last 4 years.
Yes, it was his numbers compared, and also the record of the Seahawks for the last four years.
Russell ain't the problem. Okay, Russell's numbers were wildly consistent.
Yeah.
The defense has plummeted. So Pete's right. They needed not only a defensive coordinator shift, they need a scheme shift. They got to do stuff differently.
Well, when you have a trend in a certain direction year after year after year, or something is consistent, like you can take a chunk of data. I don't like to react to year to year explosively because things can happen. That's why I think this was a down year for Seattle. But the defense has been trending in the wrong direction. You are a defensive coach, and it is very difficult, especially if you have a cap hit the size of Russell Wilson's, to be that bad on defense.
Yeah.
Like, there's too many exceptions that you're making overall as an organization. I do believe that he's going to finish Russell Wilson, his contract with the Seahawks, and play that out. But at the end of this season, if things end as disastrously as they did this year, and he's healthy all the way through, it could be completely different because there's already so much noise around Russell Wilson possibly leaving. I mean, they finished last in the NFC West this season, but he was hurt. So they've got to be aggressive, but at least Pete Carroll knows it.
Yeah. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
Got
news.
Into it this morning talking about, you know, you know, one of the reasons I've said I doubt Miami winning the championship isn't because they don't have a great bench. They do. But Philadelphia doesn't have a great bench. But Philadelphia, close games late, Philly has two of the best closers in the league. Miami, Bam and Butler are great athletes, very good defenders. I don't think they're in the class of Giannis as a closer, Embiid, Harden, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, a LeBron James, even a Donovan Mitchell. I think those are more guaranteed. But Kawhi, to me, when healthy, was as good a get a bucket, get a stop as anybody in the last 5-10 years in the NBA. He was just great at that. So we're talking about duos. Take the two best players off every team. What are the best duos in the NBA? Because that will become really important in situational basketball moments in the playoffs. Not about your bench. It's not about your rotation. Do you have two dudes that can get a stop or get a bucket? That's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards,
right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's good to have you in. So as we get to the playoffs, don't take seeding too seriously, because a lot of teams are built for regular season success. Milwaukee's not going to end up a number one seed. Milwaukee's going to be really good. Don't worry about that. So we thought some teams don't have three guys. They don't. There are teams out there that have like two guys. Now Phoenix has three guys, DeAndre Ayton, Booker, Chris Paul. But in fairness, duos historically, your Shaq, Kobe, your Jordan Pippen, that's how we look at the greatest teams. Your Steph, your KD. When we talk great teams, there's the Batman and Robin effect. There's the great duo. So as we head into the playoffs here, you know, we got a month to go, regular season. But what are the best duos in the NBA? Top 10 duos. So let's start with number 10.
Number 10.
I would go Luka and Spencer Dinwiddie. Now, they're playing really good together right now. In fact, in the 7 games since Spencer's been there, he's shooting like 56%. A lot of people didn't know if this would work because Spencer Dinwiddie likes the ball as well. Luka's a monster. Since February, he's averaging almost 35 a game. He is as great as any young player. He's probably the build-around guy in the NBA, if you ask most people. Spencer Dinwiddie likes the ball as well, but they played really well together. They're 6-1 over the last 7 games since Dinwiddie arrived, so I'd have them at number 10.
Number 9.
I'd say Donovan Mitchell and Gobert. Why do I give them an advantage? Because I got a lot of playoff experience with them, and that matters. They've been in these big series. Gobert is the best rim protector in the NBA, and I think Donovan Mitchell's underrated. I've been saying this. He can defend. These guys can make a stop, or Donovan can get you a bucket. Donovan, by the way, is having his best year shooting from the field. I like him. And again, they've been in these big games and these big series before. Don't win all of them. But Luka and Spencer have never been in a big playoff series. I think that is a shortcoming. You can't create it, fake it, until you've been in it. So I go Donovan Rudy at 9.
Number 8.
Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. Again, I've got no playoff experience. They're the leading scoring duo in the league. Zach LaVine, by the way, is a great corner three shooter. DeMar DeRozan's mostly known as a, you know, get-a-bucket mid-range guy. Again, no playoff experience. I will put them ahead of Donovan and Rudy because they're both offensive players. Both guys could drop 32 in a playoff game and you wouldn't be shocked. So there you go. I'd put them at 8.
Number 7.
Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Okay, they got final experience and playoff experience. They're both very good defensively. Bam's a great defensive player, a lot of length. So they're going to give you the defensive end stuff that Zach and DeMar maybe won't be as high end. I get playoff experience. The knock is offensively, I never looked at Bam as a get-a-bucket guy, and Jimmy's a greater athlete and defender than he is a pure scorer, so I would put them at 7.
Number 6.
Now, this will seem low, but LeBron and Anthony Davis, 6. They're just not healthy enough. If they were healthy, I'd probably put them at 1. There's an argument to be made. They're 1. They're not. LeBron is also having to take over the scoring. In the next 13 games, 10 on the road, LeBron's going to have to be a monster offensively because Westbrook's imploding and Anthony Davis isn't there. So LeBron's going to have to do what he did Saturday night a lot. And I'm sorry, in year 18 or 19, it's going to wear him down. I'd put them at 6.
Number 5.
Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I do feel like there's a ceiling to this. Tatum's a remarkable scorer. Great one-on-one guy. Great scorer. I've seen it before. I do feel like there's a ceiling here. Both are willing defenders. Jaylen Brown, the better defender. And Jaylen, by the way, is averaging for the second straight year 23 a game. So they went and got him at Cal. He was hyper-athletic. They bring him in. He's developed into a nice all-star level player. I think there's a little more of a ceiling here than others would subscribe to, but I'd have them at 5.
Number 4.
Giannis and Chris Middleton. Now, many of you think that's underrated, and Middleton's having a very good year shooting, and Giannis is amazing. But again, I've seen Middleton in big spots evaporate. And, you know, he's had some bad playoff games. Now, he is averaging 42% from the floor on three-pointers this year, which is the best he's done in his career. So, and again, Giannis is Giannis. But Middleton's a guy, and I'll be honest about this, I just I don't trust him in big spots. He's a very good player. He was a throw-in in a Pistons trade years ago and barely made the column. Nobody talked about him. I still have my doubts about him, but I'd put them at four.
Number three.
Chris Paul, Devin Booker. The only knock is Chris is not going to shoot threes, and Chris is older, and Chris can get banged up. I've seen him in playoff series more than once get banged up. He's a very intense player. Again, they could be one depending on the weekend or the night or the matchup. Booker's a tremendous go-to number two scorer, wing scorer, one of three players in the league averaging 25-plus last 4 years. So we're talking inches, not feet here. They do have playoff experience last year. I worry about Chris Paul's health. That's why I dock him a spot.
Number two.
So, Colin, then why do you put Curry and Klay Thompson at number two? Because I think Curry is the best ball handler in the world, the best three-point shooter in the world, and can take over a series and is a create a matchup problem for a lot of teams. Klay Thompson is not Klay Thompson of years ago. He's rounding into form. I think he can get there, and he is a very plus defender. Again, I get tons of playoff experience. I think the Warriors are laying in the weeds a little. Draymond Green, they're just going to get him healthy. I think Jordan Poole and Wiggins are guys you will be able to, at times, spot trust in the playoffs. But I'm betting what I've seen before, and I think three-point shots, playoff experience, Thompson's defense, I'll put him two.
Number one.
I think it's Joel Embiid and James Harden. I know you think I'm out of my mind, but I think it's the best get-a-bucket center in the league in Embiid, and I think because Harden doesn't have to dominate the ball as much with this team, he will be effective in the playoffs. He's not as quite as ball-centric as he had to be in Houston or at times in Brooklyn because Kyrie wasn't available. So, in fact, I think the biggest problem for Philadelphia right now is figuring out how to work in Tobias Harris to this trade. But if you're asking me, I need a bucket and a minute left, I think this is the best duo in the league. I think that's the best duo in the NBA. And I think they're going to make the finals, maybe. Very close. I think Milwaukee's a deeper team. They've got a third scorer in Drew Holiday. Now, I know what you're saying. Why are you so high? I'm a believer. I invest in stuff I've seen. So I'm trusting the brain trust. Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, big spots. Klay's not what he was. He's really trying to be what he was. And he's not yet. It happens. Devin Booker, by the way, is shooting 37% from three, I just asked Ryan. So that's pretty good. Good percentage for him. It's fun. Now the NBA is the time of the year. It gets really fun. All right, Mike Silver, we should find out probably tomorrow at about this time on Aaron Rodgers. It is interesting. I said this earlier. If I was the agent of Aaron, I'm crossing my fingers he chooses Denver because agents make a percentage of your income. And I think if he goes to Denver, he is going to be the most discussed player in the most popular league in America for 6 months.
I would go Denver, Tennessee, Pittsburgh.
He didn't really feel like a Pittsburgh guy. I could see him being mile-high guy.
Green Bay.
That's what I'm saying, is I don't think he'd go from Green Bay to Pittsburgh. It's like he just built a home in Nashville. That I could see.
Well, I mean, you know, he has the Tomlin thing, and there's a lot of pieces in place. Like, those are the three teams that have been reported to have.
What if he shocks us all and goes to Tennessee? He's building a house there. I mean, we always look for signs.
I don't think it's a shock anymore. It's been reported that they have a trade ready to go if that's what he decides to do. He's
got a place in Nashville.
Tennessee, Denver, and
no state tax. Nice weather.
The division is completely
wonky. I just changed my mind.
I think Tennessee is actually a better landing spot than Denver. Yeah. And they have the coach in place.
You know what? That's our topic tomorrow. We got a lead for tomorrow. It really does. Like, if he signed with Tennessee, we would go, he just built a home there. Is anybody paying attention?
Well, because Tennessee came out pretty loudly and said that they weren't interested.
And funny, maybe because Aaron doesn't want you to think about Tennessee, there's no leaks about Tennessee. A lot of leaks about Denver. Magic trick. Look at that rabbit in the hat over
like
here.
Like I said, we're out here on the strings all day long.
No,
you
I mean,
get it.
It's funny. A lot of leaks on Denver. Why would that be? A lot of leaks on going back to Green Bay.
Is he doing a sleight of hand?
Aaron, we're all marionette. We're all just out here
we are.
Manipulating.
We are.
Tampa caught us off guard.
Yeah.
We were shocked by Brady and Tampa.
I think Tennessee would be an amazing spot for Aaron Rodgers.
It would be. Mike Vrabel can coach. They got a star running back, two star receivers. Wow. Sleep on that.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.